Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Say January 6th was an inside job. The deep state did it. And people will look at you like you're a little kooky. Of course, there was a time when if you said there was no Russian collusion, no Russian interference in the election, no Russian hacking, it's all just something the deep state made up to tank Donald Trump's presidency. People would have looked at you like you were kooky then, too. But today, we're watching the former head of the FBI and likely soon the former head of the CIA be indicted for that hoax. So is it too far-fetched that the deep state might have put on January 6th, too, to frame Donald Trump's supporters, to provide the justification for claiming and treating us like we're right-wing terrorists? For 5 years, the FBI has claimed that it is unable to solve the mystery of who placed the pipe bombs, one outside the DNC, in other words, Democrat Party headquarters, and one essentially right outside the Republican Party headquarters. Nope, too much of a mystery, too hard, can't solve it, too bad. On to the next thing, has been the story from the FBI. Until an incredible piece of reporting this weekend by investigative reporters at The Blaze. That's Glenn Beck's publication. Here's what happened. The reporters at The Blaze got a tip, we still don't know from who, that the pipe bomber is not some Trump-supporting militant, but an actual Capitol police officer by the name of Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff. And that Officer Kirkhoff, the night before, on January 5th, planted the pipe bombs and went home, put her uniform on, went to work policing the so-called insurrection. That was January 6th. In fact, she's been called to testify in multiple court cases because she used lethal force on the protesters, a higher level of force than they were using. So in other words, my girl there, she was absolutely zealous. But was she the pipe bomber? The Blaze had to try to prove it. That's where the story gets even crazier. Because Shawnee Ray Kirkhoff has an unusual gait, an unusual limp. It comes from years of playing professional soccer and getting injured. How could the Blaze prove that it was actually her? Well, what they did was a forensic analysis of her gait, G-A-I-T, in other words, how she walks. I didn't know this, but apparently everyone's walk is as unique as their fingerprint. You can identify people using software algorithms that analyze their walking parameters, including what's called flexion, which is knee bend, hip extension, speed, step length, cadence. Each of these things can be broken down mathematically into numbers and then matched uniquely to people. Who knew? So the Blaze hired somebody to analyze her stride. they were able to compare it to video of her taken by the CCTV cameras as she patrolled inside the Capitol on January 6. In the end, the forensic analysis by multiple analysts using the software showed it was, in fact, Shawnee Rae Kirkhoff with a 94 to 98% match. And that's where our story gets weird. After the Blaze contacted the FBI and the Capitol Police for comment, they attempted to go to Kirkhoff's residence in Alexandria, Virginia, and get comment from her, you know, before the story ran. They couldn't, because by Friday night, her home was under the watch of law enforcement officers. In fact, Blaze News editor-in-chief Christopher Bedford was pulled over by local police after stopping to observe the home. He was then allowed to leave. He couldn't even get close to it. But that's only the beginning of the weirdness here. There's an FBI agent by the name of Kyle Serafin. He turned whistleblower a few years ago when he claimed that the FBI was literally on the verge of catching the pipe bomber when the entire investigation was called off. He then watched his superiors at the FBI, he claims, go to Congress and lie and say they just couldn't find the pipe bomber. But he knew a different story. In fact, within days of January 6, his FBI crew was surveilling the home next door to the Capitol police officer, Shawnee Rae Kirkhoff, who the Blaze now says is the pipe bomber. They were surveilling the home because the guy who lives there had picked her up after she had laid the pipes in the video and drove away. So they were able to identify him. They found his house very quickly. Kyle Serafin and his crew at the FBI naturally wanted to knock on the door, sit down with the guy, debrief him, interview him. But when they got to where, after, you know, they'd spent 2 days surveilling his home, FBI superiors called the whole thing off. Quote from Serafin: "The FBI put us one door away from the pipe bomber within days of January 6, and we were deliberately pulled away for no logical or logistically investigative reason," he said. "And everything about that tells me that they were involved in a cover-up and have been since day one." Now, the Blaze is silent on whether the neighbor, you know, knew she was planting pipe bombs or just was being neighborly and picking up a neighbor who needed a ride. Nobody knows. But the guy not only picked her up after she came back from planting the bombs, but Kirkhoff used a DC Metro Rail Smart Trip card. If you've ever traveled on the Metro Rail there, you know that they issue those cards. Well, the suspect, who we now believe to be Shawnee Rae Kirkhoff, used a card that it turned out had been purchased by the next door neighbor about a year before. So he must have said to her, "Hey, take this card. I haven't used it. You know, you can use it. I'll pick you up." And then he did. Yet, incredibly, the guy was never interviewed. Again, as Christopher Wray and FBI higher-ups assured Congress they'd done everything possible to find this pipe bomber. Even crazier than that is how far the Blaze had to go to do this analysis. Here's why. The footage of the pipe bomber made public by the FBI had been manipulated to downsample the frame rate. In other words, there seemed to be some understanding that the gait of the pipe bomber was unusual, and the FBI wanted to make sure that exactly the kind of forensic analysis of her gait that the Blaze did couldn't be done. And so the video they put out was tampered with. That meant to do the analysis, the Blaze had to get their hands on unedited video of the hoodie-wearing suspect walking through an alley near C Street. They actually managed to do it. Somebody had recorded it on their cell phone, so they were able to use that. Now, here's what's crazy. After the Blaze called the FBI, you know, called the Capitol Police for comment, for the first time, the FBI released unedited video that they've been withholding for 5 years, basically. Oh, and the FBI claims all of a sudden they have a break in the case. They know the bomber is 5'7 and likely female. How very convenient. Folks, I have so many questions about this. Is this why Nancy Pelosi really retired this week? Is this why the Auto Pen presidency pardoned the entire Democrat-led January 6 investigatory committee in Congress? It seems a strange thing to do, to pardon an entire committee, but they did. Oh, and another weird thing. About 6 months after January 6, Kirkhoff got a plum job at the CIA, where the Blaze confirmed she still works today. The leader of the Capitol Police at the time, Stephen Sund, claims he knows nothing about it, and he's just now learning this from the Blaze. But keep in mind how dishonest Capitol Police have been in the past under Stephen Sund. Remember Officer Brian Sicknick, who tragically died of natural causes after he happened to have served that day on January 6th? He did his job, came back to headquarters, changed, went home, and passed away. We were told he died from being beaten by a January 6er. His autopsy results, which normally should have come back within a few days, didn't come back for months, during which time the Capitol Police went along with the lie that he'd been beaten to death. Even though they clearly knew otherwise, he checked in as his shift ended and was alive and fine. So folks, we've seen mass deception from the Capitol Police. Remember how bad it got? They actually allowed Brian Sicknick's body to lie in state. They had a special service for it with all the leaders of the Democrat and the Republican Party at the time. I'll never forget Mitch McConnell filing by as if, Republicans, did this too, as if he was a murder victim. So, I mean, we've seen, again, under Sund, a massive willingness to lie and to deceive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Again, remember, all of this became predicate for the FBI to censor. The censorship on X, or what would become X, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google, all of that, the backdoor built by the FBI. If you remember, a lot of that was based around the idea that right-wingers had killed Sicknick, that they, we had planted pipe bombs, we were dangerous domestic terrorists, and we needed to have our social media accounts taken away. And remember, they took away Donald Trump's accounts, canceling them off Twitter and Facebook over this. So the pipe bombs, which didn't go off, were critical to the narrative that the deep state needed, especially so they could go to these social media sites and say, look, they're dangerous. They're bombers. These are probably militias. We've got to control them. They've already killed a police officer. Let us have a trap door, a back door into Facebook, into X. We could just go along and nip this in the bud. And remember all of this, also the predicate for Joe Biden's, angry Brandon speech, the red speech. And then ultimately for targeting Trump supporters, over those years of the Biden administration as dangerous domestic terrorists. When in fact, it looks like the most dangerous people here are the Capitol Police, the Democrats, and the FBI. Folks, was January 6th another great hoax? We just finally learned, remember the FBI denied having any officers in the crowd and then admitted, well, okay, by the way, that was under oath to Congress. Then it was, well, okay, there might have been a couple dozen, but no biggie, they got there late. Now it's like, well, there might have been over 100. You know what's coming next, don't you? No. What's totally coming next was, who these agents were, I guarantee you they were the guys, the violent guys in the front phalanx in the Black Bloc. That's who they were. I'll never forget, by the way, a friend of the show, of my show, Presley Stutz, who since sadly has passed away, but he was there that day on January 6th. And he actually called into the show to do an interview because it was big news. And he told me that day on the show, and I talked to him before the riot happened. We were just covering the protest. And he told me that Antifa had pulled up in buses. He called them Antifa because they were, you know, dressed in black bloc. They looked like, you know, thugs, and been let off. And he said to me on the air, Tara, those are feds. You know, in other words, feds at least dropping them off. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, well, listen, you can't park anywhere near the Capitol. They've got it, you know, like really locked down because of the protest. He said, you know, we had to walk 20 minutes from where we parked. That's why people had to walk so far after listening to Trump's speech. You literally could not park anywhere near the Capitol, not for blocks and blocks and blocks. And he said, the way I knew it was the feds, he said, was, you know, after we all did that walk, we watched vans and buses loaded with these people in black who very much look like Antifa. We watched those buses just pull up. He said, there is no way you could have gotten through that without the feds, you know, waving you through, giving you permission, because nothing on tires could get through there. And it was really interesting that he made that point at the time. And that was, by the way, before the riot broke out, shortly after that we talked to him. So even he knew something was wrong with the people who were pulling up. Folks, there's so much more to this. You know what we're bottom line going to end up finding? Let me see if I get how close I get to this. We're going to end up finding that basically most of the people that were there that day were actually peaceful mom and pop types. Because remember, the Capitol Police also stood there and held the doors open for them, even though it was illegal for them to enter. They didn't know it. And these are law-abiding people who love officers. In fact, at several of the trials, the defense attorneys have played the video of Capitol Police officers, and they're literally standing there with their backs to the door, holding the door open with their back and waving people in, like, come on in. And the people coming in are waving at the officers. It's very friendly. Folks, it was a total setup because the FBI would come back later and arrest all of those people who entered, even though the doors were held open. Folks, normally those doors are never held open by Capitol Police. I used to actually work on the Hill. You have to have your security badge just to get through. They don't hold the side doors open and wave you in. Folks, this whole thing is going to be, I think, absolutely fall apart at this point. But here's the problem. Once again, the people who did this are still at the FBI. We have not purged the FBI. In fact, I have a lot of questions because if you go look let me just give you an example here. This is just one of these. News for Washington, October 23rd, 2025. Headline, FBI video shows person suspected of placing DNC RNC pipe bombs before the January 6th attack. Well, this is about a month ago when the Blaze started asking questions at the FBI and the Capitol Police. Suddenly, they release a clear 9-minute video clip, previously unreleased footage, higher quality video, longer clips of the subject's movements, and claim that they've just discovered the subject is 5'7". So again, those actually were the Blaze's discoveries, but it looks like even there, they're trying to get ahead of it. Folks, who puts this stuff out? Do they run it by Cash Patel? Folks, does Cash Patel even run the FBI and Dan Bongino? I've asserted for a long time that they don't, and I'm not the only one saying it. Senator Ron Johnson has said it twice, that yes, they go into the building every day. Yes, they go into the office every day, but a large part of the agency doesn't answer to them. And just to even get their hands on investigations, real, full investigatory files, they have to rely on whistleblowers, which Ron Johnson, the senator, has explained. So, folks, it's entirely possible this cover-up is still going on under Bongino and Patel without their knowledge. But, folks, holy cow, we have... If these people are still in place, it's only a matter of time before they run another deep state hoax. And folks, Russiagate, I'm convinced, cost Trump the 2020 election. It got Biden close enough to Trump that they could steal that election. We have got to get these people out of the FBI now.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.